From flying overseas to sharing dank memes, mathematics is the quiet hero behind much of modern life. So why do so many people groan at the mention of algebra and long division? Dr. David Butler is the coordinator of the University of Adelaide's Maths Learning Centre, which is celebrating its 25th year and is hoping to help change attitudes with his upcoming art project, My Piece of Pie. He joins us in the studio now. Thanks for joining us, David.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
You have a lifelong fascination with mathematics. Yeah. Is that kind of curiosity hardwired or learned?
Well, I have a feeling that actually everyone has a little bit of math curiosity hardwired. But you can have it beaten out of you or you can have it encouraged as you go along. I think maybe mine was a little bit more hardwired than others. My mum says I would play number and letter games in my head from a very young age. So pretty sure mine was pretty strong to begin with, but I was always encouraged with it.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
What do you think stops people from developing their interest in maths beyond the classroom?
I reckon a lot of it is just because they keep having to do it all the time when they didn't want to today. And they never get to do the bits that they're interested in. They always have to do some other bit and you're always told you have to wait around for the good stuff and you never get to it. And I reckon that kills your interest a bit. For other people, maybe just they've never seen the fun bits. They've never seen the bit where they get to colour in and where they get to pull things apart and put them together. That's one of the things that I think is the most fun.
Yeah. And I guess for some people as well, they feel like they're not very good at it. I know a lot of girls, there's way more encouragement now for STEM subjects for girls. But I know that a lot of people like myself grew up thinking that we weren't very good at maths. So that kind of hindered our chances of developing.
Yeah, a whole lot of people get this feeling that you have to be fast to be good at it. And that's completely not true. I'm really slow and I've got a PhD in maths and so I think it's completely possible. So, yeah, you sort of learn these messages and they're not really explicit and you sort of think, oh, those are the sorts of people who are good at it and I'm not one of those people. Yeah, it can be really hard, I think, to change those feelings.
What sort of maths gets you excited?
Oh, I like geometry. I like, you know, colouring in. My favourite puzzle is called Quarter the Cross, where you have a cross and you have to colour in a quarter of it. And I like cutting things apart and things that I can put my hands on and, you know, fiddle with shapes on the table and use string and that sort of thing. I love those sorts of things.
Right. So it must be really useful as a teacher to use tangible kind of ideas and visualizations to inspire and teach students.
Yeah, it is actually. I use Play-Doh in the Maths Learning Centre a lot. And the students go, what's going on? I run over to the cupboard and I come back with the Play-Doh and then they go, oh, well, that was so much easier. I understand now. So, yeah, it's much easier to have something physical, even if it's just a metaphor for what you're doing. It helps people have something to hold on to that they can see and feel.
Now, the Maths Learning Centre is having its 25th anniversary birthday.
Yeah.
Very exciting. What does the centre do and how's it celebrating?
So, centre was created in 1992 to provide support for all students, no matter what they're studying, for the maths that turns up in their degree, whether it's a maths degree or any other degree. So any student from way back then has been allowed to visit and talk about anything mathematical that turns up. So we get nursing students, economics, engineering, media students, because everyone has to do statistics, you see.
Yes.
So,
and even, you know, on the radio show, I'm always having to count up and down time.
Yeah. And actually, time is one of the hardest things, actually.
Yeah, because it's not 100. That would make it so much easier.
Yeah. So from the beginning, I mean, we've had millions of visits from students across the years. And when we sent out invites to all the alumni, I think it was about 200,000 different people across the time. Can't remember the exact number. To just have used the centre and to help them succeed. And I think that's just remarkable. And we're the second oldest maths learning centre in the country, University Maths Learning Centre. And I think that's a real achievement to have that commitment from, you know, several different vice chancellors and governing bodies over that time to continue commitment to providing support for learning maths. I think that's awesome. So how are we celebrating? Well, we're having this party on the 21st of July and we've got the music is provided by the Medical Student Orchestra who have all used the Maths Learning Centre for their statistics projects.
So their timing better be perfect.
Yeah, better be. And we'll have the original coordinator of the Maths Learning Centre from when it first started, telling some stories. I'll tell some stories. I've been coordinator for 9 years
now. Oh, wow. You want to share a little story with us now?
Oh, maybe. I mean, I used it as a student. My very first memory is about 97 or 8, and I had to go in, and I'm from New South Wales, and we didn't study complex numbers in New South Wales. I went in and talked to a very friendly man called Jeff, who looked exactly like John Lennon, and he gave me a book and sat down with me and took it away, and I was able to come back later and feel like I was confident. Ironically, we only used complex numbers once in the whole of first year, so it wasn't actually necessary, but really remember having trouble finding it because it used to be in the hole in the middle of Hughes Plaza, which is where Hub Central is now.
Oh, it's easy to get lost in the university.
Yeah. So we've had 5 moves over the time, and I've been coordinator in 3 different locations, and one of my favourite memories is going in over the weekend before Hub Central was built and sticking up all the posters, even though we weren't allowed to put up posters. And so I put up all the posters and had everything all ready for when students were coming in on the first day of opening, and sort of really strong memories of going in when they were still unwrapping all the furniture and getting everything ready and having those students come on the first day is one of my strongest memories.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What have been some of the highlights in the centre?
Oh, gosh. We won an award. We won a National Teaching Award.
That's pretty good.
Back in 2012. Citation for Excellence in Support Student Experience. That was a really big achievement, and was the only citation from the Uni of Adelaide that year. So it was a really big thing, and that was a huge thing. But really, I mean, the big achievement is every day when I get to see students learning something that they didn't know they could do before, and that's the biggest joy, and it's what keeps me going every day. Awards are one thing, but seeing on the faces of the students is the most important thing.
Yeah, I bet. Dr. David Butler's with us. He's from the University of Adelaide, and the Maths Learning Centre is turning 25 on the 21st of July. And My Piece of Pie is an art project you've been working on for a few years, and it's coming up again after the anniversary. Tell us about this. What's it all about?
Well, My Piece of Pie happens on the 22nd of July because if you write it as a date, it's 22 over 7, which is one of the approximations for pie. Oh,
I get it.
It's International Pie Approximation Day. And so we've done it since about 2011. And this is the first year since then that it's been on a weekend. So I'm really excited. It's on a Saturday this year, so I can get a whole lot of kids and families involved. And so on that day, we draw the digits of pie, well, as many of them as we can get, on the North Terrace footpath. And we get people who are passing by to help decorate them in whatever way they like. And it's all about how maths is all around us. It's on the very ground we walk on. But it belongs to everybody and everyone can be involved. And what we know about pie now is through hundreds of years of hundreds of different people being involved with it. And so it belongs to everyone. And that's why it's this collaborative artwork that you can get involved in on that day. So praying for very hard for a lack of rain.
Oh, my goodness.
We've never been rained out completely before. Some years we've only had a couple of hours, but I'm really hoping for a fine day. But we'll keep My Piece of Pie weather watch.
So anyone can come on and add a number?
Anyone can come. So the numbers will be drawn there. The outline will be drawn for you, and you can just pick up some chalk and decorate it in whatever way you like.
That sounds great.
My favourite ones in the past have been flamingos and dinosaurs and angels, and people do all the most creative stuff, but then other people love it when little two-year-olds come and they just colour it however they like, and just that everyone from all ages joins in, that's my favourite part.
What's the significance of pi?
So pi is some people call it a fundamental constant of the universe. It tells you how many times longer it is around the edge of a circle than it is across, straight from one side to the other. And since ancient times in ancient Greece, they were fascinated with this number because it's not a whole number. It's just a bit past 3.
Can you recite? How far can you go?
See, I've never been good at remembering it because I don't think it's important. I think I can do, I don't even know how many digits it is, 3.14159. And I think the next one's a 2, but I can't be sure off the top of my head.
And it kind of never ends, right?
That's right. So it goes on forever. I mean, there's infinitely many numbers whose digits go on forever. But pi is sort of like the poster boy for irrational numbers. So irrational numbers are the ones where the digits go on forever without any particular pattern. Most fractions, even if they've got decimals that go on forever, it repeats over and over. Like a third is 0.333333. It's the same thing over and over. But pi doesn't do that. There's heaps of them around there, but pi is the famous one because it's so simple to describe what number it is because it's about circles. And it tends to just crop up in unexpected places. My favourite is when it doesn't crop up when you'd expect it to. So there's a few things you can do with circles where you roll a circle along, like a bike wheel along, and you follow where one point on the edge goes, and you can do it with a light and a time-lapse camera, and it makes these loops. It touches the ground, then goes up and comes down again. And the one loop, the length of that doesn't involve pi to calculate it. It's like a whole number times the width of the wheel, and that's really surprising that you'd expect there to be a pi because it's a circle, but it's not there. So that's some of my favourite.
And why is it that pi is the very fabric of the universe?
It's just the circles, really. I mean, if you just... You do planets move around and they go around, not quite in circles, but roughly, and things are round. You stick a drop of water in space, it's round, and so there's circles everywhere. And pi describes how big a circle is, and so it's there everywhere in the way the universe is constructed. Which, so for mathematicians, it's sort of like their mysticism, you know,
yeah.
Ooh, pi, it's all mystical and fancy, and so they sort of have this. That's love like, of it because it's their first number that has a name that you learn at school, and all the other numbers are just 2 and 5 and 158 or whatever, and then pi is the first number that's got this wicked Greek letter name and you can't pin it down. And so I think most people who become mathematicians have a certain fondness for it.
Yeah, and as a mathematician and a maths appreciator, you must look around and see everything in a maths lens.
Yeah, I mostly see geometry because, you know, that's what I do. Triangles are everywhere. But I also, I mean, a lot of it I just see in the logic of how people figure things out. That's one of my fascinating things. And that's what maths really is. It's not really numbers or pi or shapes. It's about how people figure stuff out from the information they've got. And that's the most fascinating thing to me, to watch people, you know, have a puzzle and see what they're doing to figure it out. And it's always a little bit different to what I would do. And that's fascinating to me.
And this segment was brought to you by the number 25. Happy birthday to the Maths Learning Centre, who's turning 25 this year. And go and check out My Piece of Pie and take part in it as well. So it sounds like the 25th anniversary, 21st of July at the university. What time? Do you know what time that is?
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock. And which building is that in?
It's in the Hub Central building on the mezzanine.
And then My Piece of Pie, that's on North Terrace footpath, yep. Between the library and the University yep. of Adelaide.
From 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on the 22nd.
Great. Well, enjoy. And thanks so much for joining us in the studio.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Dr. David Butler, he's the coordinator at the University of Adelaide's Maths Learning Centre.